USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is meeting virtually with CEOs and labor union leaders to discuss the CHIPS Act. The bill is intended to increase U.S. production of semiconductor chips that are in a lot of today's electronics.
How does this make a difference in how and how does it ensure our systems are going to stay at the leading edge? One thing to say is there's uninterrupted access. We make it here and build it here in America.
Supporters are claiming more semiconductor chip manufacturing in the United States would address inflation. Opponents of the bill argue it's corporate welfare. Dallas police say a woman was shot after she opened fire inside an airport. Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying an officer shot the 37-year-old suspect in the legs when she began firing at the ceiling inside Love Field. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Vice President Kamala Harris spent part of her Monday in Indianapolis, where multiple bills are up regarding abortion that have been proposed by Republican lawmakers.
This legislation is not intended to end abortion in the state of Indiana. It's intended to facilitate abortions in Indiana based upon polling results and in complete disregard to voters who helped establish these Republican supermajorities.
Indiana Right to Life President Mike Fichter, that audio courtesy of CNN. Much has been made about the surge in illegal immigration, but Republican leaders say that's only the tip of the iceberg. House Republican Chief Deputy Whip Drew Ferguson says the number of illegal immigrants who are able to get away from the Border Patrol is astounding.
There are over 500,000 getaways that we don't know who they are.
The Georgia congressman, part of a group of Republican lawmakers visiting the border. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As illegal immigrants continue to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in broad daylight, straining resources in El Paso and other surrounding communities. On Fox News, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Mike Turner, talks about what Border Patrol agents say about the effectiveness of the border wall.
Not only did the Border Patrol agents say that the border wall works, but that when the administration stopped the wall, there are huge gaps from where the wall was being constructed, and even former areas where there was fencing that was being repaired, they stopped those repairs.
Some Massachusetts boaters got more than they bargained for when they were out on the water.
Boaters just offshore of Whitehorse Beach in Plymouth, Massachusetts, got a surprise of a lifetime. A whale breached the surface and landed on the bow of a 19-foot pleasure boat, simulating a head-on collision. The impact briefly lifted the stern of the boat roughly 10 feet in the air before the whale slid off. No injuries were reported. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pope Francis is apologizing for the Catholic Church's role in Canada's residential school system, which inflicted abuse and neglect upon Indigenous children until 1996. In 2015, Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission called upon the Pope to issue an apology. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.